Hi, listening friend. Welcome to the Monday edition of Mark and Friends. It's April 14th, 2014. I sure hope your Palm Sunday service was a blessing like mine. In fact, a very, very dear friend, I call her my godmother, Mary Mosser Maines, was in town. In fact, she'll be staying with us all week long. We sat together during the service, and what a prayer warrior she is and blessing to my life and the life of my family. Well, speaking of prayer warriors, the National Day of Prayer is coming to our community Thursday, May 1st, and there's two events that we'll be talking about on today's edition of Mark and Friends. In fact, today and tomorrow, you're going to hear our 40-minute conversation in its entirety as I had Eric Kidwell and Bob Bridgewater in the studio a few days ago to share their participation in two different services that are being held, one in the morning and one in the evening. The theme this year is One Voice United in Prayer, and you'll hear all about it on today and tomorrow's edition of Mark and Friends. So how best to start our conversation on prayer, then praying up the program? You'll hear from Eric Kidwell, followed by Bob Bridgewater, and then I close our time with prayer. So join us now in prayer for today, the Monday edition of Mark and Friends.
Dear God, we just come before you, and we just pray that this National Day of Prayer just honors you, God. I pray that the people that come together for this event will just have such a heart to unite as one, which is the theme this year, to just come and petition the Lord together with prayer. Lord, I pray that every single person will just come with a heart of unity. And I just pray that as these events are taking place around the nation on May 1st, God, I just pray that it would just show the world, it would show this nation that we are not a people that are divided, but we are a people that are united by the blood of Jesus Christ. We just pray this in your name.
Father, we come before you in the precious name of your Son, Jesus. Lord, we just thank you for this opportunity that we have confirmed by our First Amendment of our Constitution here in the United States to assemble, to pray, Lord, to be able to congregate together. And I pray that on May 1st, Lord, that you would just speak to the hearts of all of those who love you, regardless of what church they attend, even if they don't attend church, Lord, but they still honor and glorify you, that we would come together as a county, Lord, just to glorify you, to lift you up, and Lord, just to thank you for what you have done for us, for how you have blessed us over the years, and Lord, for the opportunities for old and young to come together, Lord, to just to lift your name up. And Father, we are reminded of Proverbs 22:6, of to train up a child in the way that he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Lord, this year, the young people will have the opportunity to gather together with all generations. Lord, I pray that this will be something that we can pass the torch on, that young people will know that they matter, that their faith, that they have an important part in carrying on the faith of this nation, the faith in God, the faith in your Son, Jesus. We ask this all in your name.
Father God, thank you for this privilege of prayer that we're entering into right now, that we can have access to you through your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, that you've wooed us to yourself, that your Spirit abides in us and allows us, even when we don't have the right words, that he speaks on our behalf, and that you listen, and that you welcome our prayers, our conversations, our petitions, our desire to know you better. And so as we dedicate this broadcast to you, and Eric and Bob share some of their testimonies, their heart for the upcoming prayer events that are coming to our area, that you're honored and glorified, that those tuned in will respond and react and will learn and will engage in prayer themselves, that they will fall in love with you more as a result of just hearing and knowing and understanding how great you are and how you welcome our prayers, our petitions, our very words.
Yes.
So we thank you, Father, for this new day, for your goodness, your grace, your mercy, how you extend love to each and every one of us. Every listener that is tuned in even now, you desire them to know you better. Yes. So allow that to accomplish as only you can through your Spirit. And so we just give you thanks in advance for how you use this broadcast, how people will respond and come out on May 1st, and the incredible work that you desire to do in and through them even this very day, that you can bring healing and hope and transformation mm-hmm. as we surrender and obey and get to know you better. So we thank you for being the great God that you are. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Well, it's been a delight. I should say to our listeners, you guys have been here in the studio, I don't know, 45 minutes, maybe an hour, maybe an hour and a half. I don't know. You were here a little early, Bob, but I wrote down a few of the topics we discussed. We kind of have revival going on here. We've been talking about that new movie out, God Is Not Dead, and some of the unique aspects of the testimony and what that movie is accomplishing and how it can benefit people that attend. We talked about some of the messianic Jewish people that we know, and some of the different rabbinical teachings and things that go on. And I shared some of the unique ways of sharing with a Jewish person that's maybe unfamiliar with Christianity or some of the beliefs of evangelicals. We've talked about trips to Israel and what that's like to walk where Jesus walked. We cited, like, King David, a man after God's own heart, and yet not a very good dad, kind of dysfunctional in a lot of ways, and some of the decisions he made. And yet, if God says he's a man after his own heart, what an incredible concept. And you, Eric, and I were just marveling, in a sense, isn't that how God maybe looks at us through the Lord Jesus Christ, is after his own heart, even though we botch up, fall short, are in that sanctification process. I guess, in a sense, God sees us through the shed blood of Jesus, through the work that he did on our behalf, not anything that we can offer or accomplish or have done. We talked about witnessing and prayer. And I appreciate both of your hearts for praying and for being open for God to use you in these upcoming events. I know, Eric, we're going to maybe have you start with a little of your testimony, but you're kind of one of those reluctant servants. It's like, Lord, are you sure you want to have me leading the worship and coming to the studios of Great News Radio and sharing the stories? Can't you find somebody else to do it? And I appreciate that humble heart and that desire, even though maybe it's out of your comfort zone or maybe you don't feel you have the gifts or the skills. You said, okay, Lord, if you can use me, if you can use my story. So I've just primed you both. Might you share a little of your faith journey? And so let's start with what's going on May 1st, because, Eric, you're involved in a gathering in Rantoul. And then I'm going to have you, Bob, share also what's going on in the evening on May 1st. And then we'll come back to you, Eric, and share a little of the faith journey and how God has brought you to the point that here you are in the studio, and yet he's been at work in your life for many years.
Thanks, Mark, for this awesome opportunity to speak to the Great News Radio listeners. I'm so excited about what we have going on in Rantoul. I represent GRMA, and it kind of looks like it says Grandma, but it actually stands for Greater Rantoul Ministerial Association. Basically, what we are, we're a group of organizations, primarily churches, in the Greater Rantoul area. What we do is we meet monthly, and we exist to further the ministry of Jesus in all facets of our community. What we have going on May 1st is a prayer breakfast, and it's going to be held at the Linden. It's going to cost $9, and you can purchase these tickets at the door, or you can find them at many of the churches around the area.
Now, that's the Linden Banquet Center in Rantoul. That's on the old Air Force Base, right?
Yes, it's on the old Air Force Base at 224 Wheat Avenue. It's a beautiful facility. They are so gracious to us to host us again this year, and just excited about the things that we're going to be having there. They're going to have an awesome full breakfast. Can I tell you about what we're going to be eating?
Yeah, in fact, I'm excited about it. Last year, I know it was more of a lighter breakfast, and you led worship last year, so this is the second time you're helping facilitate the time of worship in between the prayer.
Yeah, and I'll be leading worship again this year. And with singing, you got to have good food, I think, too. Well, there are certain types of food you want to stay away from when you're singing, but we are going to have a hot breakfast with biscuits, gravy, eggs, bacon, sausage links and patties, cinnamon sticks with syrup. I had to ask them what cinnamon sticks were because I don't think I've had those, but basically they're little sticks, look like French toast, cut up in little sticks with syrup, juices and coffee. So no one is going to leave hungry. It's going to be really good.
And that's beginning promptly at 6 a.m. So this is for you early risers and those of you that will be traveling in from other communities. You know, get there at 6 o'clock. It means waking up early, but come on, be disciplined. This is the National Day of Prayer. This is going to be a great breakfast, but so much more than the breakfast, even though that's going to be a great draw, and it's certainly worth the $9 value. There's going to be a time of prayer. Can you take us through a little of the program? So you'll be facilitating the praise and worship songs. So what's the program look like?
So we're going to be focusing on four main areas of prayer: a prayer of thanksgiving, a prayer for our nation, a prayer for the local area and the county, and then lastly, we're going to be praying for the church abroad, the persecuted church, and the proclamation of the gospel. And the way that we're going to be structuring these times of prayers is a pastor from the GRMA will come and pray for that specific topic, and then the pastor will then turn it over to the individual roundtables of people to join in and actually pray amongst themselves and have them be involved and have every single person, give them an opportunity to pray and to fill apart.
And there's like six or eight people at each of the tables, so you make some good friends right away. It's a beautiful environment. It's nice and quiet in there, and people have the time to have the breakfast, to engage in conversation, to get to know each other. And it's a situation, too, where there might be some with different faith traditions where maybe praying verbally isn't something they're real comfortable with, but they would feel very at ease because it's not like your turn, your turn, your turn. It's just people will lead out in prayer. And I always usually qualify that, hey, many of you are praying in your head, and that's just as effective.
Yeah.
And so everyone's sensitive to different people's faith traditions, right?
Yes. And the reason why we're holding it in the morning is so that people that, you know, work and have to go on to work, they can feel like they're still being a part of this national occasion and have an awesome breakfast and pray, and then start their day off, I think, really, really well. And we're going to be done by 7:30 so that people can get off to work.
So the doors open at 6 a.m., and there'll be breakfast served right away, this great, great hot breakfast. Oh, eggs, bacon, sausage links. I think I'll have a little of everything. The coffee, I'm still not a coffee drinker. Jason Schiffel, my co-host on Wednesday and Friday, he doesn't think I'm saved because I don't drink coffee, but I'll certainly drink my share of juices. Now, I think you have a special speaker, too. Do you know anything about this guy?
Yeah, his name, and the listeners at the Great News Radio should know this name very well by now. His name is Mark Burns. We're so excited to have you, Mark, to come and to speak on prayer and to talk about how we're to be united as one in prayer. I'm just so excited about having you, and we actually had you speak last year, and I'm so glad that you graciously agreed to come back again this year because we loved you.
Well, we talked off air, and I thought, Lord, what are you doing here? You know, I shared last year, and I just don't know if I want to do it, and I knew it was the flesh speaking because these are pastors and community leaders and other friends. And it's like, Lord, you're going to have to give me a message or something to share. And so I've been obviously praying about it. As Jason would say, I've been leaning into the Lord, saying, Lord, give me the message that will help encourage people and foster prayer and help us all learn. And so my prayer life has increased rapidly the last few weeks as I'm thinking through different passages of Scripture and different themes. But I do count it a privilege. I did recommend some other people to some of the people on the committee, and they said, no, we want you back. I'm like, okay. So, and I knew because I didn't really initially want to do it that it was kind of the Lord saying, that's why I'm picking you out, because you're being a little reluctant. And I appreciate you, Eric, your heart for worship. You serve in leading worship at Christian Life Church, and I think you help out with their media ministry and other things. So, and being reluctant, I always like guests into the studio that are kind of reluctant to share their story. And so we're going to come back to you in a minute. But Bob's another reluctant servant. In fact, I know many of the behind-the-scenes things you're doing to bring about this 63rd Annual National Day of Prayer to Vineyard Church, and you're in a unique position where you had some free time, you're in transition between jobs and your occupation, and you're like, Lord, I have a passion for people coming together and praying, and yet it doesn't seem like the Champaign County area has had one of these National Day of Prayer gatherings for many years, and so you kind of initially took it upon yourself, you had other people praying you up, but you've been kind of, I don't want to say a one-man show because there's others involved, but you've been doing a lot of the mailings, getting the word out, meeting with people, coordinating the details. And so what's going on? And then we're going to probably have you share some of your faith journey, too. But what's happening on the evening of May 1st during the National Day of Prayer?
Well, Brother Mark, just like the Apostle Paul, I know nothing except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. I tell you what, we are excited about bringing the county together. And the focus is really on the entire county. I'm so thankful that Rantoul Ministerial Association is having this event. And be my prayer that each village and city in Champaign County would have a breakfast or a noontime prayer. And then all of us come together as one as a county that night. The Vineyard Church, they are so gracious. They are hosting the event for us, providing their facility free of charge. Not only their facility, but their entire staff. I met with them last month, and it was just amazing just how each one of them in the different departments are going to be coming together to assist us that day. But May 1st at 7 p.m., the Vineyard Church, 1500 North Lincoln Avenue in Urbana. Urbana is the county seat, so we were diligently searching for some locations, a venue in Champaign County, so we have that taken care of. The night is going to be focused on a concert of prayer, and we have seven different areas of interest to include the government, the military, the media, business, education, church, and family. We have several pastors from different villages and cities in Champaign County coming together to lead those for us. Even yourself are going to be praying over the media. We have the singing men of GNN.
I'm familiar with those guys.
Praise the Lord. They're going to be opening up the program. There is definitely a patriotic theme with this observance. But then toward the end of the evening, we're going to be having something brand new, something that does not even exist at this time. And that's going to be the young people. In the past, having morning events, they don't have the opportunity to attend because they're getting ready for school. Mm-hmm. And we're going to have an all-county high school choir come together that evening under the direction of Mr. Torrance Douse. He is the choral director of Urbana High School, also one of the praise and worship leaders at Stone Creek Church in Urbana. Mm-hmm. And these are going to be kids that are involved in their high school choirs from all 12 public and private schools, and they're going to be coming together to do a gospel patriotic arrangement that Brother Douse has, nice. The Lord's blessed him to create on his own. So, you know, again, this is an opportunity. We've sent out over 300 special invitations. We've invited every law enforcement officer.
Now, those special invitations are to community leaders, people in the government, from the area mayors to other civic leaders?
That's correct. Even our U.S. senators, representatives, our state representatives, congressmen that have something involvement in Champaign County. We've invited all of the military, the American Legion, DAV, VFW, because there's going to be prayer for each one of those. We have the area police chaplain, the area fire chaplain is going to be praying over the emergency responders. Just a full night of blessing as we move from one area to the other that really allows the audience to participate by being blessed over each one of these prayers.
So that's all happening Thursday, May 1st. So a few weeks away at 7 p.m. at Vineyard Church. Is there a phone number for more information?
Yes, sir. You can call me at the office there at 480-6671.
And that's area code 217.
Mm-hmm. 480-6671.
And there's no cost. Will there be an offering taken?
We will have an opportunity for those. We'll have a couple buckets in the back of the chapel there. And if anyone chooses to provide, our goal is to be able to take care of this year's expenses and then leave something in reserve for next year as well.
Okay, that's the National Day of Prayer, Thursday, May 1st. So 7 p.m., that's an event open to everyone. And yet the other event, and come on, early birds, or set your alarm. People, we need you to get to sleep early on that Wednesday night. Eric, what's the phone number for people to call? And there's the $9 cost, but that's because primarily those hot biscuits and gravy and eggs and bacon and sausage links and patties and cinnamon sticks and syrups and juice and coffee. And so I know it's like nobody's making any money out of that. That's really to cover the cost of the facility and the food.
Exactly.
And so if people need more information, the doors open. Kaufman at 6 a.m. for breakfast. Mm-hmm. The program starts promptly at 6:30 and is done by 7:30 so people can make it to work by mm-hmm. 8 for sure.
Mm-hmm. The number you can call if you want to purchase tickets is 217-892-8620, 217-892-8620, or you can find the tickets at many of the churches in Rantoul, or you can even get them at the door. And I'll just say one more thing. Not only is this an excellent opportunity to pull our collective petitions and cry out to God together, but I really am looking at this time as a way to put feet to the words of Jesus. Hmm. Jesus said in John 13:34-35, "A new command I give you, love one another. Hmm. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples if you love one another." And this prayer breakfast is all about bringing the body of Christ together to Amen. Show the world that we are united mm-hmm. as one in prayer for the same cause of furthering the ministry of Jesus. And they will know that we are his by,
yes.
by our love.
Yes.
And that's 6 a.m. for breakfast, and the program starts right at 6:30. It's all happening Thursday, May 1st. I haven't even got to your guys' testimonies and some more sharing on how God brought you to the point where you're both helping facilitate, leading worship, involved in the National Day of Prayer, and your own heart for prayer. So we're going to keep you in the studio and continue our conversation and record for tomorrow, the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends. Great News Radio listeners, this is kind of like where I'm throwing down the gauntlet. Prayer is so important. It's fundamental. It's foundational to our walk with the Lord. And what a great way to gather with other like-minded believers to celebrate the Lord Jesus Christ and to pray for our leaders, pray for our nation, pray for the proclamation of the gospel, not only in our city, our community, our state, our country, but the church abroad. So it's all happening on May 1st. If you need more information, you can even stop by our website, greatnewsradio.org, and there's an event calendar page that you can link up and find out more information about these two events. So we invite you to continue to pray and allow the Lord to work in and through you today. Thanks for listening, everyone. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you, and have a great day and night.
You may see her in the grocery with her children, or in the city 9 to 5 each working day. She's a mother or a teacher or a woman all alone, but she's some